Hello. And welcome back. Oh, we've been serious. We've
Yeah,
stopped.
you can if you want
Oh,
to.
sorry. Sorry. Ahem. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Backstage Podcast, episode 2, season 2.
We've made it.
Oh, we've made it.
We've
I'm
made it.
joined as ever by Oscar, my lovely co-host. How are
Hi
you?
guys, me and Anya are doing the classic sat opposite each other again. So now I don't know whether to look at her or to look at you guys.
I'm
But
looking at
actually,
you
I spend
guys.
most of my time looking at myself. Is that what you do when you look at it?
Yeah, I'm only looking at myself because I'm making sure that my double chin stays
Yeah, we
at bay.
were just discussing that before we hit record. But post
It's not
Christmas
good.
is really like if I'm sat looking down at my camera.
Yeah.
Look, I've got a double. For those listening, we're just showing off our chins. It's
Yeah.
not good because I'm a reasonably slim guy, but I have a lot of weight on my face.
Yeah, that will benefit you when you're older, though.
Like I'm quite a chubby kid, you
Yeah,
know.
I am as well. I've got a chubby face. But you don't have a good jawline either.
No, I've never had it. I'm very round.
Yeah.
But yes,
Self-love, guys.
self-love,
Gotta
guys.
love that
Gotta stay
self-love.
positive.
Yeah.
How are we?
I'm good. I'm all right. I am
This is our
recovered from Christmas now, I'd say.
yeah, this is our first because last week's episode, beginning of season two,
Yeah.
if you haven't listened already, we had a fantastic interview with would we call him a celebrity himself? I guess
Yes.
so.
Yes.
Magician Josh Pele.
Yeah, he
He
was
was
cool.
brilliant.
He was really cool.
And it's getting good love the episode, but it
Good.
needs more.
Always needs
Like
more.
it's seriously good.
It's
He did some
impressive.
amazing tricks on us, and he's our first proper interview
Yeah,
as well.
realistically, how many of you guys know a magician? Probably not many of you. So you'll probably want to find out what they do, how he got into it, how he operates his day to day, how he gets all his celebrity clients. So
It is
it's really
really insightful,
interesting.
and of course, we do some of our standard waffle that we do on this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a good mix of things, but his tricks were really impressive.
Yeah, we liked him. He was a cool guy.
Yeah, really, really cool. So as we said this end of last week's episode, but if you guys have certain guests you want us to interview or speak to, let us know. I'm doing my best to try and pick up some people. I think the plan would be nice to kind of have one every
Month.
one a month minimum.
Yeah.
Should we
Unless
set a
there's
goal? Should
more.
we set a
Yeah,
goal?
so we'll have 12 by the end of the year.
I was going to say, should we do 15 by the end of the year?
Okay, sure.
Because that's like we've just a bit more than
Yeah,
what
we're
like,
just negotiating with Taylor Swift, so
yeah.
she'll be on.
But that might come later in the year, you know. Obviously, you've got to get signed off by a lot of people.
She's quite busy as well, I don't know if
Quite
you guys have
busy, yeah.
noticed her 3-hour tours
Yeah.
that she does, but she's quite busy, so.
I think one, we try and get 15 guests on this year.
Perfect. I think that's a good goal.
I want one of my ones I want to do is a nutritionist.
Oh, yeah.
Really want to do a nutritionist.
Yeah.
I want to do a sport person and an actor
Yeah.
and another podcast. I want to do like a joint podcast with another podcast.
Let's see what we can do.
And then
My mum is actually friends with, have you seen Saltburn?
yes,
You know,
I haven't, but I know what it is.
you don't know Farley. He's like, have you seen the poster? There's a kid at the end with like an afro. Him, my
Right.
mum is friends with his mum.
Can we get him
They,
on?
well, let's see. I'll speak to Aileen.
But honestly,
Mummy.
mummy,
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 do
listen.
nepotism for me, mummy. I don't call your mummy, by the way, just to make sure everyone knows that.
I'm glad I'm not a mummy, daddy, boy.
No, I'm definitely
I
not.
call my parents by their first names a lot.
Oh, sorry, legend.
No, but
Oh.
I'm saying as in like,
Oh,
I
cool.
don't know what people might think it's form, but I just think I'm not very, not overly close to them.
No,
Like, I
see,
mean, I'm close with them, but it's in like we don't do that whole like mummy, daddy thing.
No, I
I
call
do.
mum and dad.
I guess I do mother, which is quite
Yeah,
posh.
my mum hates when I call her mother.
I always call my
She
mother.
makes her feel really old. I call my dad Paolo actually because his friends all call him Paolo, and
Which
my
makes no
brother's friends
sense.
call him Paolo.
Is his name Paul or something?
Yeah,
Oh, it is.
but it's like Paolo, like Paul and Paolo. Isn't that like a name for a dad?
Not sure.
No, maybe not. I
No.
don't know. But he is. Yeah, he's. I literally just text him saying thanks, Paolo.
My brother's dog, Otto, over Christmas, spent Christmas with us, Otto. Shout out if you're
Shout
listening. Shout out to Otto. We're starting to pick up on each other's
Yeah.
isms. So what did I say? What did we say outside? What was it?
What, today?
Yeah.
Outside in the cold.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, because Oscar was like, oh, yeah, when I go skiing, I'm going to bring my hip flask. And we were all taking the piss out of him. And then he puts Bailey's in his hip flask, which I just thought was really tragic. And then he was like, oh, I have a hip flask that's engraved. And then I was like, cool, she did. And he said, cool, she did. That's
because she always says that whenever I say anything about myself, she's like, oh, cool, she did.
Like, oh, when I have to go and like feed the horses, that, cool, she did. Cool, she did.
Like, that's it. It's a natural thing for people of my...
Rich people.
No, we're not rich.
Of your class.
We're middle class.
That's exactly
we're all
what
middle
rich
class.
People would say.
Yeah.
I'm working class, mate.
You're not working
class. I'm from a working class family.
Can we say what your parents do?
Yeah.
Aren't they both lawyers?
No. My dad went to uni when he was like 45 to become a lawyer. My mum was a teacher.
I knew your mum was a teacher. Your dad went to uni at 45.
So did my mum.
Really?
Yeah, that's why when I left school, like, I had no pressure because I was like, well, if I want to change my career, because my dad works in finance.
Yeah.
And then went and did that. And then my mum was a legal secretary. And then went and did that.
Is that how they met?
No.
Oh.
They met when they were like 27.
Oh, cute. Maybe. Shout out to the Colemans, by the way.
Yeah, big shout out.
Because that's a bit like, I'm obsessed with Gilmore Girls at the moment, guys, as we've discussed previously.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like Lorelai,
yes,
Gilmore Girls. She
yeah.
gets her degree when she's like a mum.
Yeah.
She's much older.
I think it was quite hard, but they did it part-time. But yeah, I think it was quite tricky. But obviously, my mum came out with first. My dad came out with 2-1. So pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
We've all got degrees in our house.
Jeez. I have officially finished my uni.
No, you haven't.
Well, I've got all my grades. I've got all my grades.
Have you graduated?
Well, not yet.
Like, didn't but you passed?
I've passed everything.
Oh, Sean.
Thank you.
What did you get?
I don't know yet. That's the...
Oh, right. So you might have failed.
No, 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 no. So I got an email from my tutor.
To say...
You've passed everything. We're just waiting for
oh,
the...
Oh, God,
when the
finally.
When the board meet in February, so in about a month's time, I should know what my final grade
but you've
is.
Definitely...
Passed everything.
But got a minimum of a 2-2?
No, minimum of a third.
Okay.
Which I think I'll get a third.
Oh, surely not. So,
I'm
I
very
think
happy
to
with
work
a third.
Quite hard to get a third. No,
anyone that
respect.
Knows me knows that second year of uni was non-existent for me. For not all reasons that I can control, right? Second year was non-existent for me. And I think because... But I checked my grades. I didn't resit anything in year two.
Oh, there you go.
And I went to uni twice.
Flex.
In the whole year. Which flex. I have to say is pretty impressive.
Not for some of us. I went used to go every single Friday.
Yeah, but you didn't have COVID and whatnot.
Yeah, we were. It was really strict as well. Like, if we didn't go, we got in a lot of trouble at work.
No one ever chased up on it. Like, they literally, I remember one time, and I explained so what was going on, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
No, my manager literally, I remember once they were like, you missed uni, and my manager was like, oh, and it was your birthday. She was like, you didn't book it off as holiday, so like, why were you not at uni? And I was like, because it was my birthday. She was like, yeah, you need to book it as holiday. I was like, you bitch. I
yeah.
Thought quite harsh.
But... Well, they now, the guys in our team, if they don't want to go, if they have uni off,
yeah,
and they're going like away, they have to book it, but don't say this out loud, but whenever I didn't have uni,
yeah,
I would just not say I didn't have uni, and I if I was
yeah,
going on
like
holiday,
if it was reading week, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah.
If I was going on holiday, I would go on the Friday, not take the day off, and then only have to take like 4 days off the next week.
Yeah, see, that was so good at the start, and then they caught wise to what we were doing, and then they were like,
yeah,
you have to start doing
yeah,
that.
They did.
Like,
they did start. Then a few emails went around being like, you have to tell us when you're not at uni. But things, I think, in general, corporate world, my dad was talking about this. He's not allowed to go out for, like, any lunches or anything like that.
Yeah, you were saying it's so weird.
Like, he can't even
change.
Have... If he gets gifted something, he has to send it back. Like,
yeah,
he can't even just get rid of it. He has to...
Competition, not competition. My dad was talking about this. The Bribery Act has changed a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you get gifts, technically by...
Over £100.
No, it's like 30.
Is it?
It's something really low, or 50. Like, it's really low. Because I was like, oh.
But I think that's kind of funny, okay. Like... We are very lucky that we get to go out and do things.
But like our predecessors, they'd go on like ski trips.
Yeah.
And like holidays.
I mean,
it's just
we
crazy.
Were speaking to someone once, and they were kind of like semi-jokingly, or like not semi-jokingly, saying that we should go somewhere because
yeah.
They're quite a small company. Like, most of the people that work for that team or for the company were at the event
yeah.
we were at.
Yeah.
And they were like, and we were like, we can't leave more than like 10 miles from our
yeah,
office.
From our office, it's...
Which is fine, don't get
crazy.
Me wrong, we get very nice things, but
yeah, it's better than a lot of
but
companies.
smaller companies can do whatever the hell they like.
Getting our nails done next week.
We are getting our nails done next week. I'm actually getting a pedicure. I think it's going to be my main
thing. I got a pedicure with someone else because, so basically one of, someone that takes us out is actually a friend of mine. She's coming on Saturday, by the way, Katie.
Is she?
Yeah. So I am comfortable going to get a pedicure with her because I don't have very nice
We're
feet.
Not going with her.
No, I've already been with her.
Oh, right, you've been with her.
I'm happy to tell the world this. So basically, when I was younger, I played netball and I did point, which is when you do ballet like on your toes.
On guard.
So basically, from doing that, I destroyed my big toe. Just one of them. The other one's fine. And because of all the impact of running into your shoes and then going like that on your toes. So I basically only have half a toenail.
You only have half a toe?
On one toenail.
Oh.
On 1 foot. And usually I get an acrylic put on it, but I just wanted to go bareback.
Well, I'm thinking.
I find it embarrassing.
Because it's my toes, right?
So I have to see your toes.
No, this is another thing. I've got to get my feet out in front of you and a couple of other people we work with.
And they might like massage your legs and stuff.
That's fine. But I've got hairy feet.
Yeah, obviously. Everyone has hairy feet. Most girls have hairy feet.
Yeah, but you all shave it, don't you?
Yeah, we shave our toes.
But as in, like, I've got, like, quite a bit of hair on my toes.
Well, yeah, but you're a bloke.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But I just find that weird. I've never had my feet massaged or anything.
They're not going to take the hair off your toes. You know that, right?
No, I know.
Oh, you're but self-conscious in... that we're going to see you've got hairy
no, no,
toes.
No, no, I'm not bothered. I just think it's hilarious. Like, my current girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I hate when people say current. My girlfriend.
My current, my situationship.
No, let's get that clear. Not the thing, all right? My girlfriend. I saw a TikTok about this guy that says... my current wife, just to wind up his wife. As if
yeah, I've got a family friend that says the first Mrs. whatever it is.
Yeah, my first wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
Anyway, the Mrs. She doesn't really like my feet.
Yeah,
and I don't like, I don't have a thing for feet, but I don't mind them.
I don't mind feet.
But as soon as I'm like, if I touch her foot, she's like, feet. Oh, you've got a fetish. And I'm like, no, I just don't mind feet.
I'm not bothered by feet. I do love a pedicure. My feet are so soft at the minute.
I've never
it's
had
nice.
a...
You've never had a pedicure?
Never had a pedicure. Never had a manicure. I'm going to get a pedicure, and I'm thinking, if I'm allowed to as well, I might get my toes painted. Why not?
Why not?
Like, just
what
like
colour?
Hot pink.
Why?
Well, no one's going to see my feet anyway, except when I'm going skiing the week after. Or that week.
You know, toenail varnish lasts like ages as well.
Does it?
Like, I got mine painted like last week and it's still no chips at all.
Yeah,
whereas if
fine.
That was this, that would go in like a day.
But I'm happy, like, and I think it'd be funny if I just go skiing. We've got a hot tub where we're staying. I'm trying to get in the hot tub and everyone's just like, oh shit, you've got painted feet, mate. I'm like, yeah.
How would your dad feel about that?
My dad already questions
a lot of things
about me. I think a lot of people do as well.
Yeah, we do. We all have that conversation.
Thanks, guys. I just like to keep things fun and fresh.
Yeah.
Fun and funky fresh. But yeah, this is obviously just like a catch-up episode, if you hadn't caught already. We've not done one for a long time.
No.
2 months?
Yeah.
No, 6 weeks? We're not going to catch
know.
Up. Yeah. Anyway, are you doing any New Year's resolutions? I know we discussed it in our New Year's episode.
Yeah, I listed mine out and they're going well so far. So I started tennis. I do cardio tennis on Tuesday, which I'm absolutely loving. Shout out to my tennis coach, Sally.
Shout out, Sally.
It's so much fun. I just do it with a bunch of 40, 50-year-olds and I just love it. And started a PT, which is really bloody hard. And I'm doing my Pilates on Wednesday, which I'm going tonight. So I'm doing well so far. And I don't have breakfast anymore. I have banana breakfast. I was saying to Oscar earlier, I used to like come into work and I'd have like a mini fry up or like a bacon baguette.
No, she'd have a full fry up.
No, I used to have one sausage and two hash browns. And maybe a bit of bacon, maybe. Not all the time.
Okay. That makes you feel better, right?
Yeah, it does actually, yeah. But now I just have banana.
Which is great, I have to say. But I often don't have...
You don't have breakfast a lot. No.
But I always pack like a protein bar in my bag. And then I kind of forget. Because like by the time I've gotten to realising I'm hungry, like 10, I'm like, if I wait an hour and a half, we'll be conversations of lunch. And then by 12, we often go... And I'm fine.
That's the only thing now. I eat lunch at like 12 on the dot. So then I've got to get through the whole day. Because I'm usually finishing your lunch.
We do eat lunch early here. Because when I'm at home, I don't eat lunch till like 2.
No, even at home now. Because I don't eat breakfast now. I'm like, right, it's 11:50.
To be fair,
55.
I'll have it at like 11. If a meeting's finished early,
yeah,
like our one's on Thursday, which is just for lunch.
Yeah.
If that finishes early, I just go straight make my lunch then. But then I'll have like a second lunch at like 4, and then Mum will make dinner for like 7:30, and I'm like, oh, I'm not really that hungry.
Oops.
But then at like 10, I'm hungry again.
Yeah, I'm trying to like keep everything stable. Mm. Trying to just have like two big meals and then one or two snacks, which I'm allowing myself whatever I want, because I think if you start saying to yourself like, I can't have this, can't have that, you'll just binge.
Yeah.
Because then you feel restricted. So I still have like chocolate and stuff. Because otherwise it's too much. I tried to lose a stone in 3 weeks.
How did that? Did it go well?
No. Because obviously I was like, I'm so hungry. So then you just like binge, and then I was like, this isn't going to work. Because I'm having a party on Saturday, so I was like trying to lose weight for that.
Yeah.
Just quite it's toxic. Okay. Because everyone's still gonna love being there and have a good time, whether or not I'm a stone light.
No one's gonna probably
notice. No.
In the nicest way, unless you're losing like 20 stone. Not that you have any that, no, but as in like there would be nothing, you'd be minus stone. As in like
I'd be minus a lot of stone, can I just say, if I lost 20 stone? Like a lot.
My dad's like 17 stone.
He went down
5'10". It's not that tall. But he used to be about like 23 stone, I think. And he's like visibly like a lot different.
Bloody hell.
So I'm saying you have to lose quite a bit.
Yeah, my dad's only like 13 stone.
And you don't really have much to lose.
Yeah, I almost weigh like similar weight to William and my dad. And
you're very short.
So much taller than me. Yeah,
as well.
Thanks. My whole family's short. The only one that's taller in my family is Winston, the dog. He's so tall. It's ridiculous.
But yeah, speaking of food and things, where we sit is right next to whenever someone in the office brings in like treats from around the world.
Sorry, I just realised how close I'm sitting.
You're sat like this.
Sorry.
Everyone brings like treats into the office, and they put them right by where we sit, and it's literally so dangerous.
Right by it.
And we had a lunch. Excuse me.
Honestly, I had a whole big shepherd's pie, and I'm so tired now, and I'm stuffed.
I
didn't eat that much. Apparently,
I had chicken schnitzel and some mash. Schnitzel, and it was good. I'm just not that. I wasn't full. And I came back and I had some biscuits, had a few chocolates.
I can't.
I still could. I don't need it. Don't you remember? I've got a proper like belly on me right now.
Situation, yeah.
But I could definitely go again.
So you haven't watched Saltburn yet?
No. I watched it. I have been meaning to.
So you're not missing anything.
Really?
No, it's literally just a very average story that's executed well, but I think there's a lot of shock moments in it to get people talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know every single scene.
Yeah, because...
There's a scene that people aren't talking about, which is the, if you ask me, is definitely the most disturbing. And if people don't know, I won't spoil it for you.
So let's go through ones I do know.
Vampire. That's what I'm going to say. People that
is this to do with someone's period?
Yeah.
Is it to do with cunnilingus on the period?
Who?
Cunnilingus is like... when you give someone head on...
Cunnilingus?
Yeah.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. It's like the fancy word for it.
You've not got a middle class word.
I don't say it, but I was trying to be polite for the audience.
No, that's not... Is that a real word?
Apparently,
That's so funny.
Let me Google it. Oh, I don't know if I want to Google it on my...
Yeah, let me Google it on my phone.
Yeah, Google it on your phone.
How do I spell that?
C-U-N-N.
C-U-N-N.
I, and then lingus, L... INGUS. Excuse me, I'm so tired at the moment.
This is so funny.
I'm pretty sure it means like an oral act.
What? I did not know that there was a word for that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
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 But is that what it is?
Yeah. It's actually really disgusting.
Is it? Like, is it like?
That is in, yeah.
Is it like very?
Because she says to him like, "Don't," because I'm period, and then he's like, "I don't care." He's like, "I'm actually like a vampire," and it's disgusting. And then he like puts his fingers in her mouth, and in his mouth, it's so messed up. And then obviously Jacob Elordi in the bathwater scene where he sucks up all his bathwater out of his head and wank in the bath.
Oh, that is weird.
Everyone's talking about the scene at the end where Barry dances around with his wonga out.
And it's his real one, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't find that impressive, but okay. But he was, like, dancing around without.
Well, Blake and William.
Shut up. I was like, oh, like, yeah, that's obviously quite alarming that he's got it out, and that's quite whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... That's not even that.
And all the other stuff, do you see it, or is it just alluded to?
What? See what?
Like, Jacob in the bath. Do you see
kind of
that?
I think you hear it and you can sort of tell what he's doing by
Yeah.
his hand motion.
Yeah.
But you don't see his
Yeah.
name. And then you watch him suck up milky bath water. It's disgusting.
That's a bit weird.
It makes you feel sick. And that's what people are talking
like,
about.
Like, that's probably
the
weirdest to me out of all of them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
True, yeah. Cunnilingus, that's...
Kind of like, are you still
that's
stuck on
ruined
the
my
fact that
day.
it's... Why?
I don't know.
I think it's quite like a fancy word for it. I've never used it apart from this conversation.
How did you... I don't know, so you know that word. Probably just being a boy.
It's just like a jokey thing.
But it's an actual proper word.
Yeah, it's an actual proper word, yeah.
Who knew? Guys.
Who knew?
We'll put a poll on our... I'm joking.
But speaking of films, I've been like on a proper film...
Oh, I watched Fury as well this weekend.
Recently. So I'm going to take you guys through what I've been watching.
Have you seen Fury? Brad
Pitt? Yeah.
Tanks?
I watched Bullet Train a couple
of
days ago with Brad
I
Pitt.
Love Bullet Train.
So
good.
So good. Like,
go on, real.
Criminally underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
Like
Saltburn's getting all this hype.
Really.
Like, go watch Bullet Train, so much better.
Like, really funny.
So good. And the guy's a massive Aaron Taylor Johnson's big West Ham fan. He's got like the West Ham logo.
He's hot.
He is fit.
He's so fit.
He is so hot.
I watched The Bounty Hunter with Jared
Aniston.
Butler and Jennifer Aniston. I thought that was okay. I gave that a 3-star. Yeah.
Out of 5.
Out of 5.
Yeah, it's quite a like classic one from
Rush
twist.
Hour.
Oh, with
1998. Jackie Chan and Chris
not
Tucker.
Not seen it, but I know the one you mean. Good
Brilliant.
Film.
Probably one of the best trilogies of all time.
Oh.
Rewatched Deathly Hallows Part 2.
So did I finished it yesterday.
Rewatched Goblet of Fire.
Oh, I had a boy.
I watched all the Hunger Games movies in the space of...
Wait, was this just this
4
weekend?
Days. No.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm just catching people up.
Oh.
Because, well...
You'd never seen them, had you?
No, so...
They're good, right?
Yeah, so the missus, the one and only and not... Well, yes. Right, anyway. wanted to go see Ballads and Snakes and
oh,
Songs or whatever.
Songbirds,
yeah. So I watched all four, whatever,
it's
in like...
To do with it.
In like 3 days.
Yeah.
And we've still not been.
Oh, I see. It's the prequel, right?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm wasting my time. Because I
it's
thought
good though,
they were
no?
Okay. I wasn't outstanding by them, in truth. Do you want to hear my reviews?
Not sure. That's a big part of my
Hunger Games 2012,
childhood.
Right? The first one.
The books are really good. Read the books.
Bit of a weird tradition in it, is what I wrote. For my.
You didn't put... In it, did you?
I did actually write in it. But it's kind of semi.
This is how Oscar pretends that he's not middle class. In
right,
it.
So I gave it 3 stars for the first film.
Out of 5.
Yeah, like most stars ratings are. Second film, watched the same day, by the way.
Okay.
Catching Fire.
Best one.
I gave it 3.5 stars. I said, it's kind of like the first one, except a second time around.
And it's on a beach.
Yeah, all right.
Fun addition.
Third one, I watched the next day. Mockingjay Part 1, I gave 3.5 stars. And I just said, this is really messed up. And then Mockingjay Part 2, I gave 3.5 stars.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't even write anything about it.
Mockingjay Part 2, what's the one where they have all the booby traps? I can't remember what they call them. And they're like running through the capital and then they have to be careful where they step.
That's Part 2.
That Part 2, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, I don't know, I love
it. So my
it.
Highest rating
I
for
love
the
it.
For the Hunger Games movies was 3.5 stars.
I love
I think
it.
It's fair. Like, I thought they were all right movies.
I'd probably bump it up to a 4, but
no, I
that's
think 4
maybe
strong. Like,
nostalgia.
Some of the 4, like Goblet of Fire, gets a 4 out of 5. Do you know what I mean? So you can't put it on the same levels.
They should all be 5s. I watched Deathly Hallows Part 2 and 1 yesterday. And it's just hard. My mum came over and she was like,
best.
Is Harry Potter just always on your house? I was like, yeah. Because now I'll go back and watch the first one and it'll just be on a loop. But, oh my God, it's so good. When they do the dancing scene in the tent, it's that Nick Cave and the Bad Seed song. Harry and Hermione.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
I know what that song is.
Yeah.
Because I've
Oh,
got
Children.
It. Yeah, Oh,
that's
Children.
That's what I put
added
as my
Desert playlist.
Island.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I
on this
I,
podcast.
Oh. I didn't listen. No one else did either, apparently.
Actually, everyone at home's. Oh my God, yeah, that's what she.
Yeah, yeah,
from.
Of course. And so this is me wrapping up my year at the end of the year. What I was listening to? Watched Godzilla versus Kong. I watched on the 24th of
Merry
December.
Christmas.
I gave it 2.5 stars.
Yeah.
And I said, this isn't a Christmas movie. And then on the 27th, I watched Goblet of Fire. So that was the end of my year for films. And I've been watching,
so
a few
good.
others recently.
Can't wait to restart.
But I've got a bunch like on my watch list
mm-hmm.
That haven't come out yet.
Yeah.
I just want to do release date newest first.
I don't know what else I want to go and see. I want to go see the new Sydney Sweeney. Sweeney?
Oh, yes.
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You. I really want to see that. That's really good.
Yeah, I want to see that.
So, oh, I've got it here. So, what I've been desperate to see coming out soon is Kraven the Hunter with Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Fit.
Deadpool 3.
Oh.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Not bothered.
Very, very excited for that one.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
The Beekeeper, which I might be seeing on Friday, hopefully.
Oh, who's in that? Someone famous.
Jason Statham.
Oh, Jason Statham.
Fit.
Not my cup of tea. I can see the attraction. He's not my cup of tea. But he is just wild. When that Meg film, whatever it is, and he just kicks the shark out of the way when he's
the Meg 2. Although I bought the Meg 2, or like rented it. I fell asleep about 20 minutes into watching it.
Yeah, it was on my plane on the way back from New York, and I just couldn't bother to watch it. I was like, I need a big screen.
Yeah.
Like cinematic.
Cinematic.
But yeah.
Masterpiece. Anything else going on in the world?
Nothing really. Nothing. All good.
Just easing back into the year.
Easing back into the year.
I'm going skiing. Oh, we've got to pre-record for this when I'm skiing.
We will do.
I forgot about that. Lucky I just remembered.
We could do the rest of the week, wouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah. And let us know in the comments section below thingy on Spotify or DM us or whatever. Go check out the TikTok as well. Linked below. Let us know what you want us to talk about. What topics do you want us to do this year?
I think we should do an Am I the Arsehole. I've screenshotted some good.
You got one today?
Am I the Arsehole? Yeah, we don't have time.
Okay. But
next week.
We'll do some of those. We've got a notes list. Did you look at the notes that I sent you?
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got a mind list now. We're going to come up with some good ideas, hopefully.
I think next one we should do should be family tradition, Am I the Arseholes? It's quite a niche one. But you know when you like go into a new family for the first time, like your partner's family or something, and they do a certain tradition, are you the arsehole for not joining in on that tradition? And I've got some really good, funny ones to talk about.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if... I keep seeing those videos of like, of when like someone goes for lunch with their new family or whatever, and then they pull a prank by like all saying grace or standing up and singing something.
God, that'd be so funny.
Damn, I wish I managed to organise something.
Yeah, I so should have done that. William would have just run on.
I reckon there's still time for me to be able to worm something in.
Yeah, definitely. It's too late for me now.
Yeah, you're
he's marrying me.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows everything that's going on. But yeah, let us know what you want us to talk about. Let us know who you want on the show. And
who you don't want.
Who you don't want as well, specifically.
I can ask him.
They're rude. And yeah, exciting things to come.
Yeah,
keep an eye
very.
On Instagram.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Make sure you go back and listen to and watch, by the way, last week's episode. The full magic tricks are out on TikTok.
Yeah.
One of them's on Instagram.
He's good.
He's very good.
You guys will enjoy it.
Like, it is a really, really good episode, so I highly recommend it.
I would too. And I just want to say, have a beautiful week, everybody.
Stay safe.
Stay
humble.
Oh.
Or hungry. And most importantly, stay listening. It's the first one of 2024. God, it's so good.
Let's go.
Nice and easy episode to ease you guys back in, and we'll catch you next week.
Have a happy, healthy week.
Bye.